Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Violent extremist and mindfulness. Talk about two different worlds. But hey, according to the research from the article, it looks promising. So let's step back and think about how we can use juxtaposition effectively. Hint, it's all about placement, where you use this tactic. First off, let's use juxtaposition as an attention getter. Using the article as an example, check out the title, Secret Weapon. Then the journalist just puts the idea in the title. Why? Because the oddness itself sounds intriguing. It's enough to make people stop and want to know more. So one of my favorite ways to use juxtaposition is in the headline or the lead. Another way to use juxtaposition? To describe yourself. Now, I've talked a lot about this over the years. We've only got two or three words to describe our role in the marketplace. It's hard to be compelling here. But juxtaposition allows us to be brief but not basic. Now, one of my favorite examples is an oldie but goodie. Freakonomics author Stephen Levitt is billed as, wait for it, a rogue economist. Now, you don't have to know exactly what that means. Does that sound intriguing or what? Now we want to hear all about his research on motivation. Putting unrelated things next to each other creates a contrast that is sure to get attention. Let's use that dynamic at just the right places to make our insights and background appealing. Curiosity is a powerful motivator. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.